with The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. As one of his last acts as governor, Martin O'Malley kept his promise to the Chesapeake Bay. On Friday, he proposed regulations that would prohibit the spreading of any more poultry manure as fertilizer on many Eastern Shore farms. In some areas, decades of overapplication of manure from the state's poultry industry has meant the soil is oversaturated with phosphorus. The crops can't absorb it all, and so it runs off to pollute streams and feed algal blooms and fish-killing dead zones in the Chesapeake Bay. O'Malley's action was praised by environmentalists, who have long complained the poultry industry is a growing source of pollution in the Bay that long avoided regulation by wielding its political influence.
It's absolutely a necessary step if the Bay is ever going to get cleaned up.
This is Scott Edwards, a director at Food and Water Watch.
It's a step in the right direction, so it's good to see that it's getting done. You hear industry talk a lot about how they're meeting all their milestones and they're doing more than their share to clean up the Bay, and quite frankly, that's just simply not true.
O'Malley kept his promise to control the source of pollution curiously late, having pledged to impose the regulations 3 years ago, but delaying them twice after protests from the poultry industry. The Democratic governor acted on the last possible day he could impose regulations that would take effect before his Republican successor, Larry Hogan, takes office in January. Hogan campaigned against the poultry regulations, and O'Malley's 11th-hour move raises the possibility that Hogan will simply overturn or gut the rules once he takes office. Here's Hogan explaining his opposition to the regulations, called the Phosphorus Management Tool, during a debate last month.
I helped lead the fight against the phosphorus management tool when they came out with these regulations that were so burdensome and so onerous that it was really going to decimate the entire poultry industry and grain industry on the Eastern Shore.
Buddy Hance, O'Malley's Secretary of Agriculture, said the new phosphorus management rules will be phased in over 6 years to minimize disruption to farms.
The hope is that by implementing this tool, it will have an impact and reduce the amount of phosphorus that is entering the Bay.
Here's how it will work. Farmers measure the amount of phosphorus in their soil. If it is over a certain amount, they must stop or reduce application of manure or take other steps to halt runoff into streams. An estimated 228,000 tons of excess poultry litter a year will have to be trucked from farms with saturated fields on the Delmarva Peninsula to other farms that are not overloaded with manure. State officials plan to burn some of this manure to generate electricity in a waste-to-energy plant near the Wicomico County landfill. The cost of trucking all this manure to other farms or the waste-burning power plant will be about $22 million. O'Malley administration officials say taxpayers will pay some of the cost, the poultry companies a portion, and the farmers a portion. Virgil Shockley is a poultry and grain farmer on the Eastern Shore. He said the effect of the regulations will be that he won't be able to spread any more manure as fertilizer on half of his corn fields. So he would have to spend about $25,000 a year buying chemical nitrogen fertilizer if he wanted to keep growing corn, which he said may not be possible.
This is a business. I mean, if you don't make money, you go out of business, is basically what it is.
Environmentalists argue that, in fairness, the big poultry companies like Purdue, not family farmers, should pay for all of the costs of dealing with the problem, because they own the chickens and for years have been making big profits by polluting the Chesapeake Bay. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.